All right, so, hi, how are you doing?
I'm
good. Who are you and what are we doing here?
My name's Andrew Cushman. I work in the security engineering group.
Okay.
And today is Blue Hat. It's the second V2 Blue Hat.
So what is Blue Hat?
Blue Hat is a security conference that Microsoft puts on for Microsoft engineers and Microsoft executives.
Okay.
We send a lot of people a Black Hat every year.
Yeah.
And that's
what's the difference between Blue Hat and Black Hat?
Well, Black Hat is the annual security conference in Las Vegas,
okay,
where the world's best security researchers come and present their findings.
Mm-hmm.
We send a bunch of people to Black Hat,
okay,
but and it's a very impactful. It's quite an experience for them, but we can't send everybody.
Sure, sure.
And the idea was, let's get that same impact for engineers and for executives, but let's not send them to Black Hat.
Got it. So you bring researchers here?
We bring researchers in here,
uh-huh,
that are talking about things that are of interest to Microsoft. You know, so we don't talk about how to hack Linux.
Sure.
But we do talk about, you know, here are some of the latest trends or threats that we're seeing against mobile devices or other areas.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time that we've done this. Pretty good turnout today. We had to move to a bigger room.
Nice.
We had so much interest and demand from engineers,
mm-hmm,
here. So, quite pleased with that.
Excellent.
The other thing that we do is this Blue Hat gives us an opportunity to again engage with the security research community, because part of, you know, there are two goals here. One is education,
mm-hmm,
and the other is dialogue. So I want engineers at Microsoft to get educated about what's going on,
exactly,
in the security arena.
Uh-huh.
You know, we provide training here,
uh-huh,
and people are able to consume that, and they get it at an intellectual level. But when you hear somebody who's talking about attacking your platform or attacking the code you wrote, and you actually see some of that, it gives a little different feeling. You know, it's not quite the same as Mike Howard standing up and giving you training on threat modeling.
Exactly.
So that's one kind of education. The other that we really want to do here is to start some dialogue, to give executives a chance to ask, why do you do that?
Okay.
And to give researchers a chance to talk to us about, why do you do that? Why is it you can't fix every bug immediately?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now,
do they offer any sort of strategic information for developers, how to, you know, think about when they're writing it? So in other words, does a researcher give code samples? This is how I hacked your code. This is why your code is vulnerable. Exactly.
Sometimes. It's not so much that.
I mean, okay.
Last time we actually had a couple of guys talking about wireless.
Mm.
And I called the talk wireless insecurity as opposed to wireless security. And they actually demonstrated how some of the earlier implementations of wireless were susceptible to some fairly easy workarounds,
okay,
or easy attacks. What was the question again?
Well, the question was basically how deep get with the researchers.
Okay, so during the presentations, they actually they are very technical,
mm-hmm,
and they will show demos.
Okay.
And they'll show demos of exactly how these kinds of problems occurred. Or here's the way I actually attack this problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one of the talks today from Brett Moore is same bug, different app.
Huh. Okay.
And this is of particular interest to us because, you know what? What he's telling us is attackers take a pretty methodical approach to this, and they say, here's all the attacks. Let me substitute this target and use those same attacks and see what happens.
Mm.
And he's actually going to demonstrate this using some tools, some easy changes that he'll use, and boom, he'll get the exploit to actually run shellcode on the machine.
Wow. Now, is this a machine with all the latest patches?
No. So, this is not a machine with all the latest patches, but...
So it's more of a historical...
It could be. So, other things that we're learning are, you know, there was a talk earlier this morning from Dave Maynor from ISS that said it used to be that there was a fairly big delta between when a vulnerability was announced, when a patch was available, and when a vulnerability or a worm was used, or proof of concept exploit code. That delta is really down to a matter of hours. And we saw this with the latest set of release, the latest set that we put out on Tuesday. And the audience really needs to hear that.
Sure.
That it's not that the amount of time that you have and the amount of time that customers have to patch their systems is being reduced.
Absolutely.
That's a good message. It's a painful message, but it is a good message for engineers to hear, mm-hmm. because they know that the quality of their patch needs to be right the first time.
Understood. Well, then there's all the enormous testing effort that has to go in, right? You can fix a flaw in a matter of hours, right? You know where the code vulnerability is. You fix the code. You compile. Problem is, now you have to test it.
Yep.
So that also has an impact on the delta. And it's not like that can just disappear.
Yeah.
Right. There's always going to be some amount of time between fixing the exploit, testing it, and releasing it.
Right. Yes. You know, it was interesting. So I talked about dialogue. One of the things we did yesterday after the executive sessions was we took the researchers that we invited up, and we took them over to the build lab, to the Windows build lab, and then to the sustained engineering build lab. And you can ask those guys about what their experience there was, mm-hmm. but I think they have a new appreciation for the complexity of what it takes to actually build Windows.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Fantastic.
And they also have, a new appreciation for the commitment of the people that are actually working on this. You know, that we talked about the build process and the rigor around check-ins and the process around and other tools that we use for verifying builds and the integrity of the code, and then also talking to the guys about, well, what happens when the build breaks, you know, and
sure.
how do you deal with that, and who gets called?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if you've done a talk with the build lab or not, but if you haven't, that would be an interesting Channel 9
we
talk.
Will. We absolutely will do that. Now, who are these researchers? Should we go meet a few of them?
Yeah, so we've got five talks here today on different individual technologies, and then we've got a panel discussion at the end, future trends in security, because that, again, is about the dialogue and helping the engineers and the executives here actually get a better sense for what's going on. So today we've got Dave Maynor from ISS, Internet Security Systems, talking about new attack vectors. You know, that he mentions that XPSP2 mm-hmm. has raised the bar. It's a pretty good engineering effort,
mm-hmm.
but people still get compromised. So how is that happening? So he's talking about, you know, it's actually the individuals. His talk is titled, You Are the Trojan. And he's talking about individuals. So, yeah.
You mean the user?
The user, yeah.
Okay.
So the exterior, the perimeter, mm-hmm. is nice and hard and crunchy. People have fortified that.
Yes.
But the inside of that is a nice, soft center.
Exactly. And you can't really build code to solve that problem, can you?
Well, you can if you're actually focused on it.
Okay.
So, and part of this is about, okay, guys, the exterior, the perimeter, you've done a pretty good job doing that.
Okay.
Let's go figure out how to toughen the inside as well.